Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
Last week, Harris Whittles, the man who coined the phrase humble brag, died at the unconscionable age of 30. In his memory, I've been sifting through some of the finest examples of this specious genre, the boast that pretends not to be one, and have come up with two favourites. My second best is Stephen Fry's tweet from 2013. Oh dear, don't know what to do at the airport. Huge crowd, but I'll miss my plane if I stop and do photos. Oh dear, don't want to disappoint. But my runaway first choice is from Oprah Winfrey. OMG, just had a surprise date with Jackie Jackson. My teen idol heartthrob tried not to talk too much or eat too much, succeeded at neither. As Whittles puts it, Oprah, you don't gotta brag. You're Oprah. However, there's another sort of boasting that needs exposing even more than the humble brag, as it's more widespread and more lethal. For want of a snappier name, I'm calling it the third-party brag, when you pass on favourable remarks made about you by someone else. The rampant popularity of this sort of bragging is for three reasons. It involves minimal queasiness, as you don't have to make the boast yourself. It sounds almost objective. And Twitter makes it a doddle. It's as easy as hitting the retweet button, and far from looking crass, it has the further beauty of seeming almost good manners, as a retweet is a self-serving sort of thank you. A particularly prolific third-party bragger is the British scientist Richard Dawkins, who engages in the practice several times a day. During the time that I've been writing these paragraphs, he has failed to resist the urge to retweet the following from a fan. Such an amazing experience last night to be in the presence of two of the world's most beautiful minds, Richard Dawkins and L. Krauss. Channeling Whittles, I want to shout, Richard Dawkins, you don't gotta brag. You're Richard Dawkins. I've become so allergic to third-party bragging that I'm unfollowing everyone who engages in it. So it's farewell, Dawkins. It's also farewell, Jack Welch, who one might have thought didn't gotta brag either. He recently retweeted the following. Jack Welch, just wanted to say thank you for selecting me to narrate your new book, Real Life MBA. It's well-written, funny, and engaging. Various colleagues have also been removed from my following list, though there are two who are getting a second chance. In one case, the third-party bragging was done by the man's wife. The other retweeted comments about him that were insulting rather than complimentary. Even though this is merely a third-party brag with a bit of humble brag thrown in, I'm forgiving him, as the insult that his column was ludicrous bilge was really quite funny. The popularity of third-party bragging raises the question, why do people demean themselves in this way? Partly it's because such retweeting administers a stroke to the ego. However, stroking egos is not what the internet is there for. It's what mothers are for instead. When mine was alive, I'd ring her up every time anyone said anything nice about me and hold forth at some length. From the other end of the phone would invariably come pleased noises. To follow someone on Twitter is not at all like being their mother. When the historian Simon Sebag Montefiore retweets, Jerusalem is one of the best books I've read. Can't wait for your next tome. I don't make pleased noises. I make vomit ones and hit unfollow. A bigger reason for the third-party brag is not to feed egos, but to flog books, talks and so on. But can something so blatant really work? The depressing answer is that it seems to. Seth Godin, a marketing pundit, has just devoted an entire blog post to reproducing gush from a third party. I fear I'm the only person who responded badly, as 876 people liked the post so much that they retweeted it. Third-party bragging shows followers as brainless and perpetrators shameless. In the case of Mr. Godin, who is both in marketing and from America, where there's a more robust attitude to boasting in general, it may make sense. But what about Mr. Dawkins? Has third-party bragging damaged the scientist's considerable brain? To find out last week, I composed a tweet that went roughly, "Didn't realise Richard Dawkins invented the meme. He's even more of a god than I thought he was." I sat back and waited for him to retweet, but several days passed and nothing happened. I feel better about Mr. Dawkins as a result, but now I'm vaguely offended. Didn't he like my message or something?
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.